Welcome to Rebrand Your Life, a podcast and community tailored for high achievers, professionals, and creatives. If you're overwhelmed, living on autopilot, paralyzed by the fear of where to go next, or desperately need a life overhaul, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Amber Plant. I'm a former corporate marketer turned intuitive business owner, trauma survivor, and your manifestation cheerleader. My purpose is to help you replace self-sabotage with self-compassion, encourage you to heal from the inside out, and supply you with the intuitive tools to create a life and career on your terms. Let's rebrand your life together. I am so happy you're here. Hey, you guys, welcome to the podcast today. I wanted to be super real with you guys and say that I am so fucking sick of being scared of showing my face online. So my solo episodes have been super easy because all I have to do is, you know, sit in my little office and turn off the camera and look at my little notes and podcast. If you guys like podcasts or in the podcasting world at all, things are changing. And Netflix is actually bringing podcasts onto their network. And so things are changing. And I know I need to get my freaking face online. One of my favorite business mentors talks about the fear of being seen. And I actually talked with a client this last week about this, the fear of being seen. I don't know what it is about this technology age that we all feel like we just have to be like on point and doing everything the right way. Well, my business mentor also said that putting 80% into something is good enough to help somebody. We just have to get over that if we need to share something with the world and if we are passionate about something, we just have to get over that fear, right? And so I wish I could show you, but my office is a complete mess behind you. And I was like, shit, I forgot to put lip gloss on. And I'm like, Amber, like, we are getting online. And we are being vulnerable because that is what you have been called to do. And so that's what you're going to do. Yeah, I am just tired of being afraid of showing my face online. So here we are. We are recording in my office. I get really stressed out because I'm not a video production person. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And every time I have gotten my camera out to film myself, like, it just hasn't felt natural, or like my angles are bad. Like, I don't have like special lighting, and it doesn't matter, right? It's like, maybe someday I will be upgrading my setup in my office, but today is just not the day. And so here we are. Okay. So I want to give a couple updates because I'm so grateful for those of you who've been following along throughout this whole journey. I've been so grateful for your kind comments and your feedback. If you ever have episode suggestions or ideas of me to talk about, please let me know because I would love to take your ideas and bring them onto the podcast. But so I've been hinting for a while that things are going to change around here. So I am now offering career coaching on my podcast. So if you feel like you are at a crossroads or feeling paralyzed about your career direction right now, or you just really hate your job, you want to do something different, and you feel like your soul, your intuition is guiding you to do something greater and bigger, then I want you to come on the podcast because Something that I've realized, especially with people that I've been able to connect with, is that, and this is something that I had mentioned to somebody this last week, she was telling me about her job, and she works in the nonprofit world, and she has like two side gigs, and then she's also trying to start a business, and she is just burning herself from both ends, and she is just so unhappy in her career right now. And I want to talk with you guys a little bit about this, because when I worked in the corporate world, I experienced this. So when you go to a job during the week, right, hopefully you're working 40 hours. If you're working more, then it's even more. But when you work at a job, you are expected to assimilate into the culture and follow their rules. You are essentially brought into their world, right? And it's so hard when you're in that life and that environment and with those people and just enveloped in this world, right? I know it is so hard to see outside your current circumstances, but I promise you that it is possible to pivot and change your career. And even if you love what you do and you want a different job, that's possible. Maybe you want to start a business on the side and maybe take a less stressful job in the meantime so you can build on the side. Maybe you want to work part-time. Maybe you even move in with your family for a little while until you figure out what you want to do. Or you crash on somebody's couch until you figure out what you want to do. I promise you that when your intuition calls you to do something else, and you just keep coming against resistance over and over again, like you go to this job, your coworker frustrates you, or a policy change frustrates you, or you're sick of doing the 9 a.m. on the dot meetings in the morning. You're sick of and tired of the work that you're doing. Like, I think our society has conditioned us to just suck it up and just continue with the bullshit and the garbage. And that is not the case. And I have gone through about five career pivots myself. I have to say that every single time, and I know all of this feels so final, right? It's like, okay, well, what if my intuition's guiding me to do something else? And then I get there and then it's not what I want to do. Well, I can tell you right now that if you're following your intuition and you're following those intuitive pings, that you will eventually end up where you need to be. Because each time I pivoted my career, I essentially was building upon my experience and moving myself into that next phase and allowing myself to try shit out, like try it out. And you will know, because your feelings around it will tell you if it's for you or not. And so this is something I'm learning as well, is that even in my business, because now I work for myself, right? And so when I'm trying things and testing things out, and that's what I was saying about like not showing my face on the camera, is that I had a really hard time showing my face on camera. And honestly, I do think it is because of short form content. It's really hard for me to have an exhaustive thought in 3 minutes or less and keep keep people's attention, right? And so obviously there are video editors for that and stuff, but I'm a one-woman show right now. Like, I'm doing this all by myself. My absolute favorite thing in my business is podcasting. Without a doubt, 100% is podcasting and speaking with other men and women about their careers, what they struggle with, what they're passionate about. And so it's like, why do I not just do that on my podcast, right? I just wanted to tell you that because you can absolutely change your job. You can change your career trajectory. And I promise you that you, if you're listening to your intuition, and I can teach you how to access your intuition every single day and get really good and really sharp at refining that connection. And once you do that, then your soul, your higher self is going to guide you from above and say, this is your next best step. You don't even have to problem solve. All you have to do is decide what you want and ask your intuition and the universe to guide you there. And I promise it will happen. And I want to be there. I want to guide you back to yourself. I want to help you to start trending and moving in that direction to a career in life that feels authentic and good for you. I will put it in the show notes to have any of you that are interested to apply to come on the podcast for a career session. And the last thing I wanted to say is updates. So I am recording on video and I have officially decided that I'm going to start putting my podcast on YouTube. And this is really just because I just want to be able to, you know, touch more people, find more people that need to hear my message and can point them to the podcast and all of the resources that I have. Yeah, I'm just excited, but I'm also really nervous. So if you like watching video, definitely come follow me on YouTube. If you like listening more to audio, then obviously just continue to listen to the podcast. And then I'm going to do my best to post a few short clips. But I'll be honest, social media has absolutely not been my priority because I refuse to be a slave to those apps. And I would much rather find people that actually need my help and help them that way. My husband told me this morning, he's like, you are approaching social media wrong. You need to just post. He's like, some of my favorite streamers, they just stream whenever they want, post it on YouTube, and just don't interact with anyone. Everybody is just so excited for them to post. And whenever they post, I get so excited, but they don't interact with people. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not really my like business model. Like, I'm trying to help people with their careers and their lives. And so, like, I want to connect with people. And so that's just the fine line where it's like, if you feel guided to speak with me, I want you to, because I just need my message and all of the things that I have learned and all of the resources and just everything that I have to help you with. Like, I'm an open book. Like, I'm not going to gatekeep anything. And I really just want to help you. And so that's really why I'm here. Okay, so now we're going to kind of pivot. I want to share a story with you guys that happened to me on Sunday to kind of get the episode going. On Sunday, needed to bake a cake for my mom's birthday. And we had already cleaned our house. Every Sunday, we clean our house and get things ready for the next week. And I decided that I wanted to be the fun mom and have my toddler help me with the cake. Those of you who know me, and honestly, I probably should do an entire episode on my childbirth trauma and just everything that I went through becoming a mom, because it was very traumatic for me. And so, and I did go to trauma therapy for it, but I still feel like things do pop up from time and time again. Anyways, so I start baking this cake with my son. So everything was kind of going great. We were doing the wet ingredients, and then things kind of started to go downhill when I was trying to teach him how to do eggs. So I gave him an egg and he was just like gripping it like super tight and like, okay, like loosen your grip a little bit. And I was trying to teach him how to like, you know, knock it on the table and then crack it open into the bowl. And anyways, he just was, you know, really stiff with it, just was getting eggs all over him and rubbing it on his shirt and just all the things. So I was kind of freaking out. I like pull him out of his little chair thing that he's sitting on and have him wash his hands. I end up telling him, you know, hey, I was just like, okay, Ollie, like, just keep your hands out of the bowl, just stir it, whatever. I was just feeling very overwhelmed, a little bit overstimulated. I brought the bowl over to the sink for some reason. I don't know why I was bringing it over to the sink. I basically missed the edge of the counter and the entire bowl of cake batter just flipped right onto the floor. And so I immediately start crying because I'm just like, what the fuck? When things in our lives happen that are an accident or out of our control or feel really difficult, and this can apply to life and career, right? Our brains are hardwired to scan to past traumatized Amber. You know, me thinking, you know, you're not a great mom. Like, this doesn't come natural to you. You shouldn't try and be the fun mom. And just me being like super critical on myself, right? I'm also thinking like, okay, well, what are we going to do now? Like, we need to bring this cake to the birthday party. And so I just told my husband, like, let's just buy a new cake. I don't know. I just was so frustrated. Fortunately, I know myself after. Hi, my beautiful friends. After connecting, hearing your stories, and listening to your challenges, I've come to realize that we all share the same experience. We're stuck in the same cycle, operating on autopilot, stressed and burnt out, yet long for an aligned, fulfilling life. We want an escape plan from all these draining roles and businesses so we can take a break to redefine our unique version of success and well-being. What if you gave yourself permission to shut out the noise and focus on where your inner voice is calling you? I am so excited to introduce what I've been quietly creating for you. Welcome to Rebrand Your Life and Career. Join our 6-week virtual group coaching program and community designed to help you pivot your career guided by your intuition. This is a sacred space for you to take a break from your obligations to understand what you want and how your intuition is going to get you there. Over the 6 weeks, you will rebrand your life and career on your terms, by intuitively defining your purpose, vision, values, and a manifestation board to serve as your compass for life and career moving forward. Create your career pivot plan so you can change roles, switch industries, start or expand your business, get more education or training, or build something completely new. Find comfort in community by leaning on others who deeply relate to you, can cheer you on, and develop beautiful, lasting friendships. You can wait for certainty, or you can create it. This isn't about reinventing your identity. It's about coming home to it. Click the link in the show notes or visit amberplant.com to enroll. I can't wait to experience this journey with you. Going through trauma, after getting professional help, after learning how to reconnect with my intuition, I knew exactly what I needed to do in that moment, because that version of myself is not me. I want you guys to listen to this part, because this is something that I have learned when things get hard. Like, when things happen in our experience that aren't necessarily our fault, but they happen and we're human and things are difficult, right? In those moments. And so I knew exactly what I needed to do. I went to my bathroom. I told Ryan, I'm like, hey, like, I'm just going to go take a shower, because I needed to shower that day. Typically, when my feelings are very negative towards something, I know it's time to reroute myself. You guys definitely can utilize these as well. The best thing that you can do is remove yourself from the situation. In this case, I decided to do self-care because I had cleaned all morning and I hadn't taken any breaks. So I, you know, woke up, made breakfast, started cleaning, and then immediately was making a cake. I was feeling myself starting to get resentful, because I was like, okay, like, I need a break. I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. I decided to shower. And this was my moment. I don't know if you guys ever get clarity in the shower, but I do quite a bit. I don't know what it is about water, being around water, being in water, but I just asked my intuition. I was like, what the fuck was that? My intuition swooped right in and was like, everything's fine. You don't need to be the perfect mom, but you are the perfect mom for Ollie, and everything's fine, right? You are not a bad mom. You're a great mom. Your love for Ollie is enough, and everything's going to be okay. I wanted to talk about this because self-compassion is one of the number one things that I teach my clients. It is because there is so much about this life that is out of our control. And the only things we can control are ourselves and our feelings and our environment, right? And everything outside of that, we cannot control. I can't control my toddler. I can't control my husband. I can't control my family. I can't control my friends. There's so much about life that you cannot control. Really understanding that when your feelings start to turn negative, that is your intuition guiding you back into alignment. And so having tools to bring yourself back. And I say this all the time, but that intuition is your number one self-compassion tool. Because every time that throughout my whole lifetime, every time I've said a prayer, every time I've begged for help from the universe, every time I've asked my intuition for guidance, it has always been positive and expansive and compassionate and loving. And I've never gone to my intuition and felt worse about myself. I wanted to talk about this because do not allow your negative thoughts to ruin your life. Your brain is strictly logical and will always pull from past experience and traumas that are not who we are. That is so true. And I wish that I could just shout that from the rooftops, because our past experience does not define who we are. I think trauma is really hard because, you know, I had a lot of trauma around the birth of my son, my pregnancy, and also postpartum. Sometimes when I'm trying to bond with my son, there are things that come up for me that feel traumatic. I immediately have to either reconnect with my intuition, go and do something fun, or go do self-care, because it does me no good and it does you no good to sit in the past. And I've talked about the law of attraction before and how everything that we think about, we receive into our life experience. And this has manifested for me. This even happened with my son when I just told you this story. So I was starting to get frustrated and really angry with him, and then the cake fell on the floor. And so when we have expectations for other people, and when we have really high expectations for ourselves that are not at the level of where we want them, life is just not this serious. But like when we're in these heated, like super pressure cooker moments, whether it's at our job or in our business or at our home or with our family or whatever, our minds and our bodies love to make up these stories around it and just pull all the energy into this situation, and it compounds and ruins our day, ruins our week, and even sometimes can ruin, you know, months into years. Because we keep telling the same stories, right? I wanted to talk a little bit about self-compassion before I go, because this is something that my therapist taught me when I was in the depths of trauma. This is something that I had to adopt and something that I had to learn, and that is self-compassion. Kristen Neff, she is a psychologist. And she is the self-compassion queen. And she has done so much research about self-compassion. And so I just want to talk about this just a little bit with you. She talks about how there are three pillars of self-compassion: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. So when we experience personal failure, shortcomings, or disappointment, our default reaction can be to nurture ourselves instead of scolding or harshly criticizing. This is what I'm talking about when I was really, really, really hard on myself and how my brain was scanning for like past traumatized Amber and the way that I felt back then when I've done so much healing, so much growth. And I knew in that moment, like, this is not me. Like, these are just thoughts. And so I loved how she said that our default reaction should be to nurture instead of scolding or harshly criticizing. So instead of being hard on myself, I should have been like, it's okay, Amber. It was just a mistake. Accidents happen. You're not a bad mom, right? But my intuition was able to do that for me, fortunately, that day. Okay, and then the next one is common humanity. She says, remember that we are all living a human experience and that we all fall short. Suffering is inevitable, but remember, we are here to learn, grow, and learn why we are uniquely here. We're all human. That's essentially what she's trying to say, is that all of us are living a human experience. And like I said earlier, there's so much that's out of our control, but we are in control of our life experience and what we want to build here. And it's when we feel like we're always falling short, that we're the only one suffering, and that we remove ourselves from connection with other people is when we really are going to spiral and that it's going to get worse, right? And so we are all living a human experience. You have to be gentle with yourself. You have to do your best to realize that even though you feel alone in this moment or during this difficult experience at work or this difficult experience with your family, that everyone's experiencing this and it's not just you. And so just know that you're not the only one suffering. And then the last thing is mindfulness. So the ability to be self-aware at any given moment. We can reflect inward when our thoughts and emotions are negative and respond with grace and tenderness. I love this because mindfulness is something that has to be practiced. We don't come into this world learning how to be mindful of our feelings and our emotions. This is why intuition is so helpful, because instead of trying to dig yourself out of a bad situation, it's easier to just remove yourself from it and have your intuition give you some self-compassion and remind you of who you truly are, versus trying to just talk yourself out of it, right? So our intuition is our number one self-compassion tool. So each of us has a divine connection to our soul called intuition. This is often referred to as our higher self, true self, spirit, gut feeling, inner knowing, inner truth, etc. And your intuition will always guide you toward liberal self-compassion. If you find yourself caught in negative emotions toward yourself, our intuition's messaging will always guide us back to what is true, that we are whole regardless of what we've done or experienced. I want to reiterate that our society and, you know, the way that we were raised and our culture, and especially your culture at work, we are just so conditioned that we are always missing the mark. I cannot emphasize this enough, because this was me my whole life. I felt so much shame for just never quite doing enough. And when I went through trauma, I realized that doing more for the sake of doing more, because that's what other people are doing, or doing more for the sake of fitting in, was something that I had to abandon after going through trauma, because I knew that keeping up with the expectations of what other people expect of me was never going to bring me to a life that would make me happy. It is so important that you are reconnecting with your intuition and really deciding, is this career, you know, is this friendship, is this relationship, is this, you know, organization I'm involved in, are these things serving me? And if your intuition tells you no, then it's time to move on, right? This is something that I have had to learn the hard way, because what might make logical sense for a next step may provide negative emotion. So if your emotions are negative about it and you're feeling resistant and you just don't want to do it, like that is your intuition guiding you back into alignment. And so we just have to listen to that voice, right? We just have to listen to that inner voice that says, yeah, we are not doing this. This doesn't feel good. Do this instead. Just know and trust that the more that we follow that, the sooner and closer we'll be able to build a life that is in alignment with who we want to become and who we want to be. Anyways, I am just so grateful for you guys. And if this is your first time finding me, welcome. And, you know, I've said this before, but my purpose in life, and it isn't just in my business, but it's in my personal life as well, is to guide anybody that I know and have spoken to back to their true self and their intuition. Like I said earlier, we've been conditioned our whole lives to ask for solutions and answers outside of ourselves when in reality, those solutions and answers don't need to be answered. That we need to decide what we want and then leave up the problem solving to the universe and up to your intuition to get you where you want to go, because that requires less headache, less resistance, and trusting that things are going to work out, because they always do and they always have. I mean, think about your life right now and everything that you've been through to get you to this point. Like, you've done it. You've done the hard shit. And so you deserve to live a life and a career that's aligned with what makes you happy. You know, that was my least favorite thing about, you know, my corporate experience, was it's just like you assimilate into this, you know, environment, and we're all expected to be the same and think the same and do the same things. And it is so hard to think outside of that when you are trying to figure out what you want to do and what's actually going to make you happy. Because at the end of the day, like, it is a distraction. Like, it is a 100% distraction from the life you should be building, right? Trust yourself. Trust yourself that no matter what happens in your life, that you can move closer and closer to the life and career that is going to make you the most happy, and that is going to allow you to live a life that feels in alignment with who you truly are, your soul, your intuition. And the universe is going to support you in that, because it's going to make you so much happier, and you're just going to be able to have the ultimate self-acceptance and self-appreciation and self-love. Anyways, I could talk all day, but I just want you guys to know how much I appreciate you. And I just want you to know that you are not stuck. You are not stuck where you are, and that things can change, and they can change fast. When you allow your intuition to guide you, and you also allow the universe, your higher power, to be that vehicle. And I promise that you're going to get where you want to go. So thank you guys. If you're on YouTube, it was great to be here. If you're listening over Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening, so happy that you are here. And I will see you guys next week. Bye. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I hope the message you heard today was exactly what you needed. Your feedback means the world and helps more people find the show. If you loved the episode, send me a DM. I would love to connect with you and learn more about your journey. If you haven't already, subscribe, leave a star review, and comment wherever you listen. Just a reminder, until next time, the universe has led you here to remember who you are and where your divine intuition is begging you to go.